Area 15 got its start 13 years ago along East 15th Street in Noda. It's an old warehouse painted over with bright pastel colors and graffiti art of baby birds and peace signs. It's a mix of businesses and nonprofits all in one space. There's a music academy where you can learn how to DJ, a 24/7 urban prayer room, a tattoo parlor, modeling agency, art studios, real estate firm, a fitness center, and a bike co-op. And nearby is a one-story house known as the Really, Really Free Store.
The concept is written pretty clearly on the sign out front. Give what you want, take what you need. And it's a pretty simple concept, and it's a concept I really like.
Walking into the Free Store, it feels like you're trespassing into someone's home. Barbara Forker and Donna Young are cooking grits in the kitchen.
Let me get just a few more grits out here.
In the living room, about a dozen men and women volunteers, mostly homeless, help themselves to breakfast before the weekly Bible study begins. They sweep the floors and sort donated clothes, books, and household items to put on display at the front of the house for others to take for free. Don't expect to find a cash register in this store, says co-founder Robert Forker.
We like the idea that there's no money involved, so it doesn't matter how much you have or how little you have, you're still valuable.
The Free Store got its start back in 2007, when music lessons were exchanged for T-shirts. Back then, it didn't really have an address.
The Free Store was founded by some, maybe for lack of a better term, some anarchists that got together on weekends and decided that they wanted to just share stuff.
When Robert took over the Free Store in 2010, he moved it to Area 15. At the time, he was a real estate attorney, but he was unhappy. He says he was spending most of his energy trying to cover his overhead, and it didn't leave time to find solutions to the problems he saw every day in his work, like the increase in foreclosures and the growing homeless population. So about 2 years ago,
I moved my office from Ballantyne out to here.
He likes rubbing shoulders with artists and musicians and the general hipster vibe of Area 15. Being next door to the Free Store, he has more time to become friends with homeless people and help them in his own way. His brother-in-law, Paul Fisher, worked with him to launch the Free Store.
He was a pastor, and we wanted something totally different from what we'd ever experienced. And so the joke was that whenever we had to make a decision about something, we would try to think what a church would do, and we would do the opposite.
The Free Store is open Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, and volunteers occasionally bring in breakfast. The front door is constantly creaking as people shuffle in and out with books, clothes, picture frames, and other household items like vacuum bags and dish racks. But as Robert likes to say, the Free Store is not really about the stuff.
We try to use the house and the front porch, and we always have coffee on, to try to create a safe space where people can just kind of come together and just share life a little bit.
On the front lawn, the leader of the local Food Not Bombs group hands out flyers. And inside, Pastor Christopher Cookhorn leads the Thursday morning Bible study.
Turn in your Bibles, if you would, to Mark chapter 4.
But in March, the Free Store is moving next door into the Area 15 warehouse. A farm-to-fork pizza joint is moving into the house. Worker says the move will allow the Free Store to stay open more hours by combining staffing with other tenants in Area 15.
And we have no idea whether what we're doing makes a difference, except for when we do see somebody who has been homeless, they hang out with us for a while, and then are able to get a job or get a place to live. Or when I had one gentleman who, after we spent some time together, he looked at me one day and said, "You love me, don't you?"
He says it's times like that that make him think the Free Store is making a difference in people's lives. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.